You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I was curious about this. Watching last night, it was easy to spot Lee McNeil because he had pink shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the number, okay?
Yep.
But it feels like he was on the field for a lot of snaps. Like I thought when we talked about it yesterday, what's it going to be? Somewhere between 10 and 20 snaps maybe. I don't know the number, but it felt like it was well north of 20. Am I right?
Well, they played 69 total snaps defensively.
69, okay.
Yep.
Nice.
54 of them were passing plays, but they became more obvious they were going to throw, and that's when you would kind of want them in there. I don't know. How many do you have?
Kane, do you care to guess?
Should I just go over under? Would you say 20?
I said it felt it was well over 20. I'll say 23.
Okay. I'll say over. It just seemed like a lot, too.
44.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Yep. I'll say double.
Sweet mercy. He played 44 snaps in his first game back.
Yes.
I guess he could have played a couple weeks ago.
I was wondering too. Oh my God, Aleem is out there a lot. Usually guys kind of get phased back in. We're going to play a little. We're not going to start you. We'll work you in the second quarter. We'll check in at halftime. No, he played 44 snaps.
Wow.
So here's what else is interesting. The defensive back snap breakdown.
Uh-huh.
So they played 69 total snaps defensively. Amik Robertson played all of them.
Does not surprise me.
Thomas Harper played all of them.
Wow.
Eric Hallett played 64.
Wow.
Nick Whiteside played 40. Arthur Maulette, thank you. I said that with a moderate degree of confidence. Arthur Maulette had 35. Rakia Sin had 29, Lauren Strickland 14, Trey Flowers 3. That's your defensive back snap breakdown.
Wow.
Yep.
That's getting it done, man.
If you go back to the beginning of the season and say, all right, how many snaps do you expect Trey Flowers to have for the Lions defense? The answer would be zero. How many snaps do you expect Lauren Strickland to have for the Lions defense? Zero. Rakia Sin, I guess he was signed. Arthur Maulette, zero. Nick Whiteside, I mean, he did show out a little bit in preseason. Yeah. I could have seen him getting into the game, but there was a lot of players. You know how we always say, get to know your practice squad? When all the cuts are made and they sign to the practice squad, get to know your practice squad. You're going to need those guys. Also, get to know other people's practice squad and get to know the guys who aren't in the league right now, because it feels like invariably a bunch of them are going to be Lions.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like every year that you're looking at when they bring in the teams for the joint practices, they're taking a long look at the other team, too, to see if there's anybody that they like there that might be better off on their team.
Yep. Feedback. The main thing I realized after 7 games with my Lions is we are playing team ball. When the offense isn't firing on all cylinders, the defense makes up for it, and that's what championships teams do. That's from Jody in a truck.
That's what they like to say is complimentary football.
They do use
Campbell continues to preach.
Most important thing I've learned about the Lions is that they are resilient in the face of adversity. That's from an unnamed texter. Guys, how good is Jack Campbell? He seriously looks like one of the best linebackers in the NFL. He's everywhere. It's from an unnamed texter. Or was that from me? Oh, no, it's from an unnamed texter. Yeah, Jack Campbell is awesome. Absolutely.
All right, slow down.
Awesome. Am I wrong?
No, he's great.
Yep.
He's great. Had a sack, a couple tackles for loss, had a pass defended, smacked the quarterback. He's great to watch in the open field, just chasing down players because he's got great speed and he's got good size.
Yep.
He was chasing down Baker Mayfield, and Mayfield had to throw the ball away several times because Jack Campbell's coming.
Yep. After seven games, we have learned that maybe we just need to let Brad Holmes cook. Seems like he has built quite the team. That's from Matt and Hal. Look, going back to the beginning of the year, we did it again. We always do it. Oh, the schedule looks so tough. And then Cincinnati is ravaged by injuries. Baltimore, same thing. And those wins don't look as impressive as they would have on paper. But they're 5-2 at the bye. And I don't know how many people would have had them at 5-2 at the bye, right? I mean, this is a strong start. What was deemed a difficult schedule. And they still, I mean, I look at it, hey, they're going to get healthy. But, they got the bye week coming up. Then it's like Minnesota, Philly, the Rams, Washington. I mean, there's some tough games. I know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I know. All right. Kang said...
Everybody sucks, Doug. Don't you
know? I know. That's right.
Yeah, Kang, when the Lions beat them, they suck.
Everybody sucks.
You walked in the office, you sat down, and you said, Doug, I got to shoot the boot guarantee. This was yesterday. We really didn't have time for it. I wanted to get it out on the air today because it's always important to document these things. A shoot the boot guarantee, if it does not come true, the person that makes said guarantee will be drinking beer out of a shoe. And Kang, your shoot the boot guarantee is what?
So first off, I don't make a ton of these and people will get on me for not because I don't want to drink out of a shoe. Okay. So that's why I don't make a ton of these people. But when you do make them, you got to feel ultra confident about it. Right. I feel really confident about it. I don't think it's like a put it in stone necessarily, but after the weekend, I immediately said, I'm going to shoot the boot guarantee that the NFL finally bans the tush push. Okay. And it's because what the Minnesota Vikings did against the Eagles. And if you missed it, they had a player basically lying the ground sideways in front of the center to try to stop the tush push. Now, if you thought the tush push already wasn't football, American football, what the hell is going on with that? This is getting worse. Thank you, Vikings, for doing something ridiculous because that's where we've gotten with this.
Yep.
Wait till we start stacking players on top of each other, like laying on top of each other. Like this is not football. I think the league has to look at that and go, we can't allow this anymore. We actually have to ban this. So they were close this past offseason to voting it down. I think this is going to push it over the edge where the other teams they need to vote against it are going to do that. This will be the end of the tush push.
I love it. I can't stand that play. It just isn't football to me. It's just not. It's no fun to watch. It's clearly extraordinarily difficult to officiate. I mean, you got false starts and neutral zone infractions, and you don't know where to spot the football. And
here's a hint of where Kang might be right. Another play that I can't stand how they officiated is when a player has the ball, looks like his forward progress has been stopped, and then everybody starts pushing, and he starts to move. This big scrum starts to move because they're being pushed and pulled from behind and from in front.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to blow the whistle quicker on that, which I applaud. Your forward progress has been stopped. Enough. Stop with allowing these guys to push and push and push. I know fans get behind it when it's the home team. They love to see the Giants swarm and moving that swarm around, but it's the play's done. You're dead in the water. You ran into a brick wall. You didn't like stop, run around, and try to get around the outside of it. You were stopped, period, and then your teammates came from behind you and started pushing you forward. It's not football. So I think because they're starting, and I've saw this several times over the weekend where this was called. So I think Kang might be onto something. They might be starting to look at officiating this better, or at least maybe even eliminating it.
I hope you're right, Kang. I hope you're right.
You're not, you got to shoot the boot.
Yeah, exactly. And I put it out there, you know, and I'll do that. But I just think that eventually it doesn't look like football anymore enough. They're going to be like, we have to stop this, right?
Yep.
It's already debatable whether that's football or not to a lot of people. When you have guys lying on the ground sideways, I mean, how did that practice meeting go? Hey, all right, who wants to volunteer to say, or does he just tell the biggest
who
dude on
the
defensive line?
Speed bump.
Yeah, right? Like, come on.
248-539-9797. All right, one play last night had me going, what happened there? We will get to that today at 11:35, plus more of your phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.